Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Pop Me Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and today I am joined by Alex Kempin from The Money Dog. How are you, Alex?
Hi, Ria. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. You look to be aboard a boat there.
I am aboard a boat. I'm on a 50-meter super yacht in South America.
Nice. So are you enjoying your isolation, I guess?
No, I'm not. It's been going on a little bit too long now. We're actually locked down to the gate right outside the marina, so we're not actually allowed to go anywhere. So we're all looking forward to these restrictions easing shortly.
So what is it like there? Are you like completely, there's complete lockdown then? Are you allowed to like go out on deck and have barbecues and stuff like that? Or you have to stay on board, you can't go on the dock?
We're allowed to go on the dock to take the rubbish and to do errands, but we're not allowed past the car park into the street. Chile, we're in Chile. It's not actually in lockdown right now, but for the safety of everybody in the marina and all the crew, we've been asked to stay essentially on the boats and just do very minimal, things on the dock, rubbish, errands, stuff like that. No barbecues. There's no interaction with other crew. It's quite serious.
And how long has that been for?
Probably 6 weeks now, maybe 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that.
Wow. So it is getting to you. You're feeling cabin fever at this stage.
Yeah, it's nice because we can work. So we're still working on deck every day. Mm-hmm. But still, we would like to move more and see other things.
Well, that's all going to happen soon. But the reason you're here is because I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Alex and what has sort of brought you to where you are today with your Money Dog. First off, where are you from? And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am English Kiwi, and I was raised in Dubai, actually. And then I went to New Zealand to finish my schooling and go to university, where I studied psychology and marketing. And then I figured that I wanted to try something out of my comfort zone and, you know, travel the world, make some money, see what else is out there other than the 9-to-5 drudgery most people do. And I found yachting, and I was lucky enough to actually get hired on a boat in my hometown of Auckland. And I've been on the same boat for coming up on 3.5 years now. We've traveled all over the South Pacific, and now we're doing all of South America. And then shortly heading up to the Northern American states. And essentially the reason behind the Money Dog and my whole sort of financial mission is that when I started earning money, I thought that there had to be something better I could do with my money than just sitting in the bank account doing nothing or giving it to a really expensive financial advisor who might, you know, lock your money away for you and it's hard to get it back. And you don't really know what's happening with it. So I started to do some research into ways where I could find out how I could manage my own money and take care of my own money, because nobody cares about your money more than you. And so in my research, I actually couldn't find anything related to yachting. And because yachting is fairly specific in its nature, I couldn't just necessarily take a general, you know, land lover's view of investing. Because we've got to take into account currencies and tax residence and all that sort of stuff when you look at yachting, I decided to actually essentially just make it up myself. I couldn't find anything, so I went out and I started asking tons of people what I can do. Nobody knew, and so I just tried it on my own. I did what I thought would be the best option, tried it on my own, and basically this is my journey. This is my journey of finding out how yachties can invest and how you can be successful and make more money without having your money tied up and into complicated structures and being confused. It's just my journey of investing as a real yachtie.
Well, do you find that yacht crew specifically have unique challenges? Because when they come into the industry, a lot of them are fairly young. They don't have a concept of investment or future, because when you are young, you think you're going to live forever and everything's going to stay the same. You know, 5 years time is like forever in the future, as opposed to, you know, thinking down the line till when you're 60. And the fact that they're making copious amounts of money that you know, most normal people wouldn't be making. They're not paying rent. They're not paying for their food. They have a lot, but nobody's really there to tell them. Is this completely unique to the yachting industry?
No, it's not at all, which is really a huge tragedy. So there isn't a lot of personal finance awareness, I mean, in the world as a whole. You know, it's not taught in schools, it's not taught in universities. You know, you don't see it in the general media. And I think the reason for that is it's not in the bank's interests to spread that knowledge, because if they did, I think people would find a lot of holes in their opinions and the ways they do things. So it's not just in this industry, but it's sort of exaggerated in this industry because of the money we can earn and the very few expenses we have. It's crazy to not be taking advantage of that, you know. And this is probably one of the best industries in the world to actually get ahead financially. And people aren't doing that simply because the awareness and the education isn't there. And that starts from a fundamental level of schooling, essentially. But look, we can't change it, or I can't change that. So I'm trying to change what I can and educate from here onwards.
Why do you find that advisors tend to take to this industry very well and do very well through the industry?
Tricky question. I would say it's because typically you've got you know, a new yachtie. Maybe they're 19 or early 20s or sort of like late teens. They've had no experience with money. They pretty much have earned nothing up to this point, and all of a sudden they're getting 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 euros or US dollars a year, and they've been told that they should invest and that their money should be working for them, but they don't know how to do it. And so you have a successful, nice, I guess, you know, a person who looks professional and who looks educated coming in, maybe even coming onto the boat or wherever you meet them, and they're saying, I can take your money for you and this is what I can do for you. And it seems good on the outset, and they just go for it. Because how are they supposed to know if it's a good deal or not, if they don't have the education in the first place? So it's really easy to be swayed by financial advisors. And also, I think another major issue is that everything that the advisors are doing is legal, right? It's all in the contract. It's all legal. So you can't really, the only person to blame in a way is yourself for you not doing the proper research. So that is a real tragedy as well, is that everything they're doing is legal. It's just a case of you're not really aware of what they're doing and how it's all working. So again, if we can change that, then we can start to change people's lives.
What are your top tips for reaching financial freedom?
I have four. Mm-hmm. It's avoiding bad debt, investing surplus cash. What's another one? I can't remember the others now, but it's
spend essentially consciously and live below your financial means. I have them there. They actually really did sort of resonate with me. Each one of those tips is extremely, what's sad about it is that we actually have to put it out there because it's not something that people already know.
Yeah, exactly. So it's simple. I mean, it's the same formula as if you want to lose weight, you eat less, exercise more. If you want to spend money, you spend less and then you get more money, or you earn more, you spend less. There's only one way to get rich. There's two ways to get rich: spend less or make more. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. And do you find that the more money people start making, the more money they start spending?
Yes, 100%. And there's actually a correlation that the quicker somebody earns money, the faster they are more likely to spend it, because they don't think that money was hard to make because of the time frame, so they're more likely to spend it.
So when people come to you through Money Doc, what are they coming to you for?
I call it a discovery session. It's essentially a financial checkup. So Somebody will call me and will basically just run through their whole financial system and what they want to achieve over the next sort of 10 to 12 years, because, you know, life goals are intertwined with money. So it's more of a checkup, and I just educate them on what I do and what I think works for people. I'm not an advisor, so I absolutely avoid telling people what to do or suggesting. I just educate and show examples of what can work. So somebody will come to me and say they have this bank account, or they have this investment, or they have this amount of money, and I'd say, okay, well, somebody in your situation, which is pretty much me, because a lot of yachties are very similar, would say, well, I would do this is what I'm doing, and this is what could work for somebody who like you in your area. So that's pretty much how it works. I don't do anything complicated. I don't want their money. I don't want to manage their money. I just take a fee for the education and the knowledge. But I want to equip you, the client, with the tools to manage your own money, essentially.
So what you're doing is giving the yachties back their power and back their money, and giving them that education to take care of their future themselves.
Yes, exactly.
So in the long run, this type of strategy that you're going to be teaching people, is this sort of financial freedom at the end of the day?
It is, yeah. It's a hard, long road, but it is, yeah. That's what it's leading towards.
And I guess, like you said, I mean, you know, if it's a hard, long road, then there is appreciation for it.
Yes, yes. It's quite daunting at the start. Like you said, we don't really tend to look past 5 years, especially being younger. But, you know, if you don't look past 5 years, then you'll be working until you're 70 years old, pretty much.
Yeah, well, I think some of us realize that a little bit too late in life. And, I think it's really important that someone like you is out there, because you can connect. You do understand. You came to this realization at a younger age. So you are able to give that advice, and people will take it because you're in their shoes. And I think as well, the idea that you're not taking any of their money, you're just advising them what they can possibly do with their own. And that sets them up for long-term success, really, because what they're learning now, they will continue to learn over the years to come. And in that case, they will be able to continue to grow their savings or their investment portfolio or whatever it may be that they're sort of, you know, gearing towards.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, I have a certain type of client, and it's not a tire kicker. It's someone who wants to get it and go after it and be successful. And I find that once I introduce them to investing and, you know, everything financial and how to be successful and how to reach independence, financial independence, they actually go out on their own and continue their own research, you know, based on what they want to achieve in their life. And then they sort of become, you know, somewhat obsessed like I am with financial independence. And then they continue on their own path. I just want to give them that head start. So really, you know, you have to be somebody who wants to take action. This isn't for people who want to spend, you know, every day in the bars pissing all their money away.
So how old do you think is a good time to start taking care of your money?
As soon as you get your first paycheck, as soon as you can. I mean, you know, I'm not advocating to spend, you know, every day on the boat and volunteer for every weekend watch at all. Everything is about balance, you know, but as soon as you start earning a paycheck and yeah, pretty much earlier the better, you know, as soon as you can start.
How long would it take somebody, say, if they started yachting at about 18 and they did all the things right, how long would it take them to make their first million, do you think?
Assuming that they sort of climb the ranks, I would say you could make your first million before the age of 30, I would say. And as soon as you've made your million, you know, the more you have, the more it compounds, the easier it becomes. So yeah, I would say by the age of 30. If I continued right now, as I am on my current salary, I would be a millionaire with probably in about 7 years.
So it's possible, but there is some discipline involved.
Yes, you know, like everything, it's, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. you have to work hard for it. It's not going to come to you. There's a reason why, you know, in New Zealand anyway, 96% of Kiwis aren't financially free and work till retirement, is because this is hard. It takes discipline, it takes work, it takes action. But if you can delay your gratification and understand the potential, then it's worth it.
Well, how can people get a hold of you if what they've seen today piques their interest and they do want to achieve some sense of financial freedom?
I have a website, themoneydoc.com, Facebook, also The Money Doc, Instagram, also The Money Doc. Instagram is more of a fun sort of page, but the website holds most of the content. You know, you can really get everything from the website, but I find that people like more of a personalized approach. So, you know, you can find everything on the website. And then I'm also there on the contact me page. It's $100, $100 US or the equivalent, whatever currency you earn, for a 1-2-3 hour conversation. You know, it is whatever it has to be. And essentially you'll be set up and at least get, you know, a kick up the bum and find out where you need to go from there.
Are you able to, once they've done, say, their first consultation, and they want to do another one, are you able to say they've gone a year and they've done certain things and they want to come back to you for, you know, a little bit more advice? Are you able to advise them even at that stage as well?
I am. So normally what happens is that we'll do the discovery session, and then we'll get probably a 1 or 2 month subscription, which is $25 a month. So it's about $150. This is what most clients do. And why you'd get this the 2 months is because once I've given you the information, you're going to then go and, you know, apply for investments and find out things on your own. And you're going to have questions that you don't think that you don't know you're going to have. And so I offer that service as well. I've come up with this. I'm not sure what to do. Let me ask Alex. And so that's that service. And yeah, and then if you need more information somewhere down the line, then it's we can talk about there. Typically, it's about $50 or $60 an hour. But again, I'm not in the business of taking all your money. I want to do what's best for you. And I'm quite, you know, I don't advise on individual stocks or which financial advisors to use or what have you. I'm quite simple, and I want to keep it that way.
It's really refreshing, I have to say, because you're not a salesman. You don't look like one of those used car salesmen from the 1970s. You've got a fresh approach. And I think it's something that will definitely resonate, especially with the younger crew, stating that, you know, here's somebody just like me. We don't want to see ourselves at the age of 60 wondering what we've done with all of our money and not knowing where we're going to find work. Because once again, yachting is a bit of an ageist industry as well. So you do find that there comes a point where you're not going to be able to make that big money anymore.
Yep, 100%. You know, that's more the reason why you have to start young and go hard while you can.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to make sure to put all of your information below when this interview airs so that people can get a hold of you. And we'd really like to hear back from you again if you have any tips or tricks to give to younger crew coming up and to find out how you're doing in your business.
Yeah, wonderful. I would like that. And I hope that it grows and that more people take action.
Nice. Once again, you have been listening to Alice Kempin. I keep forgetting your last name for some reason. But Alex Kempin from The Money Doc. We will make sure that we provide all the links in order to access his information in case you're looking to broaden your financial freedom as you grow. You've been watching another edition of Palma Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you next time.